My mother. She wanted me to take up the piccolo.
Well, I thought he was going to wreck my new guitar.
Well, that is new, isn't it, Sherry?
Yeah, I got it yesterday.
Mind if I try?
No, of course not.
Thanks. Here, hold my trumpet.
As I stroll through the streets of Dutch City, seeking for a no good rat named Randy Brown.
You sing pretty well, too.
Well, that's just so you won't notice my guitar playing.
He was just a-sitting holding to his baby, and his wife was smiling happy as could be.
So, Robbie, you're good.
Oh, thanks.
Have you ever thought of performing in public?
Oh, nah.
You know, in the right spot, you could do very well.
You think so?
Yeah. Have you ever been to a place called the Lute and Lyre?
Lute and Lyre, no.
Well, the man that owns it is a friend of mine. Maybe I could get you an audition.
You could. Well, that'd be great. Thanks, Sherry.
Gee, maybe I've discovered a real talent. Wouldn't that be exciting?
Yeah. Sherry, I'm sorry I'm late. Sherry!
Robbie! What have you done to yourself?
Me?
Oh, you can't go looking like that.
Well, like what?
Like that? Man, you'd never make the scene. They'd boo you right off the stage.
Well, what can I do?
Well, we'll have to ad-lib something so you won't disgrace yourself. That's Tanya.
Isn't that funny? She looks a bit like Martha June Fablemeyer.
Martha June Fablemeyer is her square name. Here she's Tanya.
She's good, but why doesn't she use music?
That is music. Our music. Last week she did a whole ballet to the sound of an automatic washing machine.
Hi, Dal.
Hi. Itchy, this is Robbie Douglas. Itchy here holds key to this joint.
How do you do, Mr. Itchy?
Likewise. Sherry here says you turn around when you tangle with that tickle box. Well, we'll put you on a gawk walk and check the seismograph. Did it? What's that trademark again?
Robbie Douglas.
Little sweat, but not too bad. Well, come on, cats, pursue me. There's one for you, and one for you, and one for you. Give the cats a chance to sop up a little java, then yours truly will put you on. Bye.
Isn't Itchy boss?
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't understand most of what he said.
It takes a while to get with it. But till you do, man, you're nowhere.
All the guys seem to have beards.
Well, naturally. A naked chin is indecent.
Cats, we got a new hooter in the old Lute and Lyre this PM. Robbie Douglas. I mean, now, he strum and hum. He gonna shake and shout. Gonna rumble and roar. Well, let's hear it. Well, let's hear it. There he is now. Oh, feed it to him, Debbie D. Feed it to him.
As I stroll through the streets of Dutch City, seeking for a no-good rat named Randy Brown, I paused by chance and I glanced into his window. I saw him there, but I couldn't shoot him down. He was just a-sitting holding to his baby, and his wife was smiling happy as could be. I reckon someday someone's gonna kill him, but for now the lucky killer won't be me. I had reason to believe there were aces up his sleeve. On the night at table stakes he won my farm, and he caused me some disgrace, throwing whiskey in my face. But I couldn't bring myself to do him harm. So I stood there in the streets of Dutch City, thinking low down thoughts about old Randy Brown. But I'll never, never pull my trusty trigger till he sets that darling little baby down. Till he sets that darling little baby down.
You got talented, Pompo Big D. Oh, you're sending it. Now, don't stop here. We're gone.
Where did the years go? Where did the years go? Gone like the light as a train rolls by. Gone like the dust of a wind-swept sky. Where did the dreams go? Where did the dreams go? Gone like the lights as a train rolls by. Gone like the dust of a wind-swept sky.
Like the YM is two blocks down the street, Dad.
What? Oh, this is the Lutin Lyre.
Are you asking or telling me?
Well, do you have a table available?
You play it solo or you crave company?
Well, I think I'll play it solo.
Keep tuned in. Our square table.
Thank you.
You don't look like the type who digs. So who put you on the lute and lyre?
Robbie Douglas.
Robbie Douglas? Oh, he's one swinging cat.
Has he been on yet?
Oh, yeah. But he'll be back.
Oh.
Later. Hold it.
Are you talking to me?
Yes. I'm doing you.
Oh, you are?
Look at me. You'll spoil it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That. Keep that look. It's beautiful. It's so square, it's hip. That's what you've done.
What have I done?
You have reached the essence of squareness, and essence has really turned me on.
Are you painting with mustard?
Yes, and raspberry jam for texture. Why not?
Well, it's just that most painters...
The rule says you can't. You break it.
But mustard and raspberry jam?
That. Lovely. You look so shocked. I'm going to call it the fifth side of a square.
Is the picture finished?
No, it's setting. I'm Lola. Lola Winant.
I'm Steve Douglas.
Steve, that fits you. Names usually don't match essences.
Miss Winant, are you employed here? I mean, do you get paid for...
Oh, no. I just wander around and paint, and when I'm in a mustard mood, I paint in a restaurant. You dig?
Well, yes, I suppose I dig.
You know, I mean, like every Tom, Dick, and Irving has a beard, it's real Kicksville to see a chin all the way.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Creativity is so exhausting. I must renew myself.
Renew yourself?
Yes, you know. The Zen bit. You just start counting your breath. Watch. One. Two. Three. Four.
Miss Winant, wait a minute.
Oh, Nancy's gonna really put you into orbit tonight. Canto 4, 2, 3 of the Voyages of a Vagrant in a Vacuum. Plastic corpuscles coagulate. Pink. I never saw a purple platypus. Whatever happened to George L. Cosgrove?
Miss Winant, is that the George L. Cosgrove? Oh,
help! Whoosh. Wow! Clink, clink, clunk! Off, says Sandy.
Oh, did I miss something?
Well, no, I would... It was a poem. I guess I'll...
Oh, Itchy. I adore his things. They're so divinely meaningless. Steve, I like you.
Well...
It's my way of rebelling. Robbie, isn't that your father sitting over there with Lola?
Oh, Sherry, you can be as hip as you want, but please don't talk that way about my father. I mean, he's as square as they come. There's my dad.
By the way, where is the coffee house kid?
Oh, where else? Upstairs curling his beard.
Funny thing, now that he doesn't care how he looks, he spends twice as much time in front of the mirror.
You gonna let him run around with this bunch, Steve?
Well, Bob, if you take it too seriously, it just could make it worse, you know?
You're probably right. Maybe if we could figure out some way to make Robbie see himself the way he looks to us.
Gee whiz, I gotta pick up Sally.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna go too. We're teeing off at 1 o'clock. See you later, Bub.
Thanks, Bub. I'll get it. Hello? Oh, who's calling, please? Dad, it's for you.
Oh, well, who is it?
She says, like Lola Wynant.
Lola Wynant?
I'll tell you, she called this morning when you were downtown getting the papers.
Oh. Well, Mike, just tell her I'm out playing golf.
Who's Lola Wynant, Dad?
She's an artist I met down at this joint last night. She's painting my portrait, man, like with mustard and raspberry jam.
I'm sorry. I tried to catch him. He's gone to play golf. Yes, I will. All right.
Like with mustard and raspberry jam.
Hey, baby, where you been? You're just in time for the fun and games.
Tell me. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. So cool. I'm gonna get it just for you, baby. I'm gonna get it. Right now. Here we go.
What's going on here?
Like no more squares in this round pad, man.
Gonna read you my poem.
That's a poem?
They call this the mediocre poker.
Hey, let's hear the beat, Cap.
Snap. If you can keep your beard when all about you are shaving there. A pinch of salt. Crackle. Oh, find the future in cold coffee grounds.
A pat, a pat.
Pop. I dream of riboflavin with the chartreuse caboose. Dab of cream cheese. Sizzle. Way down yonder in New Restini. A dollop of chicken fat. Ding dong, chicken fat, chicken fat, chicken fat. And what is more, you'll be a cat man. Boom!
Yeah! Crazy, the
That's very funny. You're all real hysterical. Trying to make fun of something you don't even understand. You don't even try to appreciate. It's always the way, isn't it? You know, they made fun of Columbus and Shakespeare and the Wright brothers. But I didn't think my own family would... My own flesh and blood could... Well, I guess it didn't exactly work out like we planned.
I think we did more harm than good.
This was your idea, Big Daddy.
Chicken fat, chicken fat, chicken fat. Bob, you're better than itchy. Oh, we ought to get a picture of this group. What a knocked out bunch. These doggone beards. Oh, pretty ridiculous. Hey, welcome back, baby. Bob, you're the weirdest. Yeah.
About that. The more I think about it, the more I dig. Ding dong chicken.
Chicken fat! It's glued on.
Valerie was disappointed not to see you this trip.
How was it up at the lodge?
Quiet. Valerie was subdued enough even to please an old square like you.
Excuse me. Sure. Yes, Miss Simmons. Who's here to see me? Miss Lola Wynant? Well, how did she know? Well, you didn't tell her I was in. Oh, you did? Well, I guess I'll have to see her then. Yeah. Al, would you excuse me? I'm expecting someone to...
Oh, anyone I know?
No, I just met her myself.
One of your nice, quiet, conventional types?
Well, not exactly.
Probably met her at a PTA committee.
No, as a matter of fact, I met her...
Oh, am I intruding?
No, not at all. Al, this is Miss Lola Wyant. This is Al Hastings. He works here at the plant.
How do you do?
How do you do? Steve, I just dropped by to see when I could steer you for an hour. I've got to have you at my studio so I can finish the portrait.
Well, I was just leaving the plant. How about right now?
Well, fine.
Al, Miss Wyant is an artist. She's doing my portrait.
Oh.
She's using a new technique. At least it's new to me. She's doing it in mustard and raspberry jam.
Oh, on the way there, we'll stop at the market because I'm finishing the background in peanut butter.
In peanut butter? Isn't that interesting? Well, Al, you'll excuse us, huh? Very clever girl.
Hey, Black and White fans, be with us tomorrow night when we say goodbye to some cherished TV land neighbors. It's Night of the Setting Suns, a sentimental all-night retrospective spanning the entire history of the My Three Sons saga. The laughter, the tears, the puberty. It's all here for the last time tomorrow night, starting at midnight, 11 Central, on Nick at Night Overnight.